Yorkton. Flags went to half-mast at City Hall in Yorkton Tuesday, following the mass casualty incident at James Smith Cree Nation and Weldon over the weekend. We chose to do that. We wanted to recognize what has happened, as an act of respect toward all the people affected, offered Yorkton Mayor Mitch Hipsley. Hipsley said the deaths and injuries are incomprehensible. You always expect it to happen in a big city somewhere else. You just want to believe it wouldn't happen here. While certainly encouraging vigilance, Hipsley added he feels Yorkton remains a safe city. The Saskatchewan Health Authority, SHA, confirmed in a release Tuesday it has admitted 17 individuals presenting with injuries related to Sunday's events to hospitals within the province. As of 1 p.m. Tuesday, September 6, there were 10 patients who remain in hospital. 3 patients are in critical condition, 7 are in stable condition and, since Sunday, 7 individuals have been discharged. Please note that SHA numbers may differ slightly from other agencies as we only track and report on admissions to hospitals. The Saskatchewan RCMP also released Tuesday they are working in collaboration with municipal police agencies within the province and additional RCMP police resources from neighboring provinces to assist with the investigation and to ensure the continued safety of the public. As it stands, 32-year-old Miles Sanderson is involved in an active investigation for multiple homicides which occurred September 4, 2022, at the James Smith Cree Nation in Weldon. Sanderson is described as being approximately 6 feet 1 inch, weighing approximately 240 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. Miles Sanderson is wanted on a Canada-wide warrant for his arrest and he is facing the following charges: *3 counts of first-degree murder, contrary to Sec. 235(1) of the Criminal Code, *1 count of attempted murder, contrary to Sec. 239(1)(b) of the Criminal Code and *1 count of break and enter, contrary to Sec. 348(1)(b) of the Criminal Code. Police still consider Miles to be armed and dangerous. If he is seen, police advise to not approach him and immediately call 911. The Saskatchewan RCMP would like to thank the public for their diligence in providing pertinent information about potential sightings of Miles Sanderson. Police continue to encourage the public to report any information relating to this investigation to their local RCMP detachment or by calling 911. Investigators have obtained an updated photo of Miles Sanderson. Miles may not be wearing glasses and his current appearance may not exactly resemble the photo. This is the highest quality photo available at this time.